Debbie Ridden Harvey joins us now. She is the chairwoman of Women's SOAR. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You've had a busy, busy week, haven't you?
It has been a busy week. Started up Monday just with a few organizational things, and our Women's SOAR, You SOAR program began about noon on Monday, and it just completed about 12:30, about an hour ago. So it's been rock and roll for 4 days.
Let's talk a little bit about, I mean, this is a nice opportunity to get, there's no other venue where I really get to talk about, you know, women in aviation. So it's kind of nice to sit down with you every year and discuss what's going on. Women's SOAR, of course, being just one of the organizations for women in aviation. Tell me a little bit about the program and what you guys have done this year.
Well, Women's SOAR, You SOAR is a program that was initiated by EAA about 11 years ago, and I've been involved with it as a mentor for the last 10 years, and the last 3 years been the chairman of it, or chairperson, whatever you want to call it. We empower high school age girls. We take high school age girls anywhere. We had a 13-year-old, so 13 to 18, and we have mentors, which are professional women in various areas of aviation, from engineers to test pilots to military, doctors, lawyers, pilots, everything, photographers that you could imagine, that they have some involvement with aviation, whether it be volunteer work with angel flights or animal rescue. So we have a variety of mentors. We use the University of Wisconsin at Oshkosh for their lodging facilities. And then they hire chaperones to stay with them all the entire time so I can get some sleep. But otherwise, we do activities with them. We try to educate what the availability of professions might be. We try to make them believe in themselves and know that they can achieve any goal that they want.
And tell me a little bit about some of your success stories, because I know in 11 years you've got to have some pretty significant success
stories.
Oh, we
have many, many women that have come through, and they came back year after year, but that are engineers, aeronautical engineers, and pilots, airline success stories, and so a little of everything. But the girls come back, and the empowerment and the self-esteem and just believing in their abilities is unbelievable. Sometimes they show up their first year and they really don't have much to say, and they're real quiet and shy, but they've learned how to meet people, how to network, how to have the mentors follow them through and help them get to where they want to go. So,
and that leads into the next question I was going to have for you, and that is, how is it structured? Is there actual classes that they can take for professional career building, for resume writing, figuring out what school to go to?
Not really. I mean, we do cover some of that. We have a lot of mentoring sessions. We just try to be close and be friends with them. And we care about them. Most of the mentors really want the girls to succeed. And they spend a lot of time doing activities here on the grounds. We do a lot of workshops. And there's so much available here at EAA Air Venture that we have so many selections of agenda items to do. So it's quite a location for our camp, and then we just spend a lot of time. The mentors spend a lot of time, and they put on workshops in their profession, engineering or design or educators. So it's a little of everything, but we encourage them to, obviously the big buzzword now is STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. And so we really try to promote that, but mostly aviation. we're all very passionate about aviation, and we want the girls, we would love to see all the girls and increase our number of girls in aviation, just like aerobatics. We really don't have very many women in aerobatics. It's a real cyclic number. So we love to see more women in aerobatics, and if through this program or any other program, I can get more women to fly and to know that aerobatics is really done for safety and it makes you a better pilot, you know, then I've returned something back to aerobatics and aviation that I feel that I've gained from it.
And you're the chairman, and you're a great example to these women, and as a mentor, but as a leader of the organization. What are you going to do now? Now that you're done with the Women's Soar, are you flying in the air show this year at all?
No, not this year. I'd love to fly next year for the girls on Women Venture Day, which is this year. It was Wednesday. It was yesterday. I'd love to fly so the girls can see me fly. But the rest of the week, of course, I'm on the board for the International Aerobatic Club, and so I will try to see some of the membership that I represent and talk to them and just be a representative of IAC and hopefully meet some new people, new members.
Well, we've got a special treat this year that we haven't had in the past, and that is the Thunderbirds, of course, are coming. And there's never been a full-on jet demonstration team at AirVenture. So that's kind of exciting for the aerobatic community, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I think the local community is really excited about being able to see the Thunderbirds.
Well, they're going to make quite a splash.
Well, hopefully not.
Well, no, I mean, you know, figuratively.
Yeah, no, it'll be a great show. They always put on a good show, and it's a little change for AirVenture.
Yep, they've had to make some modifications for the aerobatic box, you know, a big box. And I understand that some of the neighbors have had to give up their homes for an hour during the air show.
Yes,
and their businesses.
That's what I understand.
So that's very generous of them to do that.
Yes,
that's
but
great.
It's something new for AirVenture, and I think everybody's looking forward to it. I think it'll be they're willing to move out for about an hour.
Sure, it's great. Tell us a little bit about the difference. You know, an aerobatic pilot, a person who has that drive and that desire to do aerobatics, this represents like the epitome of aerobatics, right? The flying a jet fighter in aerobatic sequences, et cetera.
Well, I think it's, I got into aerobatics for safety. I always thought those people that did this stuff were nuts, but I guess I am one now. So it's for safety reasons. I wanted to make sure that I didn't hurt the airplane myself or anybody else if it ever got in an unusual attitude, that I could recover. I started into competition aerobatics because it was just an avenue to learn and to use what you had learned. And you never quit learning. You always have more to learn. As the performance of the aircraft increased, there was more to learn. And so you can move up in categories in the competition realm and continue to learn and continue to perform, basically, in higher categories. And in my case, on a world level for many, many years. Airshow aerobatics are a little bit different, not that it's any less work or any less practice, but it is a different type of aerobatics. Now, the precision teams, the military teams, it's formation aerobatics, and here's in another realm altogether. So they're all a challenge. And it's a different challenge. It's just like flying different types of airplanes. So.
Well, and you're a great example of that, considering you put on a number of different hats. When you go to work, you're flying a 737, aren't you?
I am.
And you have a flight school.
I have a flight school, fixed base operation.
Mm-hmm. And you do the aerobatic instructing.
I instruct. I'm a ICAS air show evaluator, and I'm an FAA designated flight examiner. And then every now and then I get to sleep and maybe fly aerobatics in my airplane.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I look forward to seeing you fly.
Well,
next
thank
year
you.
If you do fly in
thank
the show.
Thank you. I'd love to fly, and I have an air show down in Houston, and this year that all my local employees are going to get to watch. So
that's great.
Yeah.
Well, Debbie Wren Harvey, thank you very much for joining us on EA Radio this afternoon, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your week now that it's detuned a little bit.
Thank you very much.
All right, Jay Mucci, we're on the fly down at the IAC Pavilion right here at Show Center. We're going to take a break and come back for the last segment. We're going to talk to somebody who really makes this area groove. You're listening to EAA Radio.